Two patients here. First patient, Jimena, spelled J-I-M-E-N-A. Last name, Montanez, spelled M-O-N-T-A-N-E-Z. Date of birth, 6/26/14. Date of service, 8/21/23. This is a 9-year-old female patient. Here, she has a complaint of a sore throat, runny nose. Symptoms are mild. She doesn't complain of any fevers. And no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She's not taking any medications for relief. No real exacerbation and aggravation of symptoms depending on her activity. She tolerates most of her activities. Mom is wanting her to get checked today. Apparently there's a big outbreak of COVID-19 and strep throat in school. Period, new paragraph. Allergies to amoxicillin. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history. Lives with mom, dad, and brother. Labs today include a strep, COVID, and flu. They were all negative. Period and paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. Not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Oral pharyngeal area is mildly erythematous. However, no strawberry tongue. Ears are looking clear to me. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. We have done a strep test, COVID test, and flu test. They are all negative. A physical exam is largely unremarkable. Patient will not be receiving any medications today. Rather than give medications, we will enter into a waiting period and watch for any developing symptoms. I've asked mom to return to clinic or call if any worsening effect develops. Period. New paragraph. Next patient, Jaziel. That's J-A-Z-I-E-L. Last name, Montanez, M-O-N-T-A-N-E-Z. Date of birth, 9/26/17. Date of service, 8/21/23. This is a 5-year-old little boy. Here today, complaint of left ear pain. He's had that for 2 days now. No complaint of cough, fever, chills, or fatigue. Period, new paragraph. He maintains his normal bowel and bladder function as usual. Period, new paragraph. He is not taking any medications for relief. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 101 over 52, pulse 111, respiration 16. Temperature 98.4, oxygenation 98%. Weight 46 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, cleft lip. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. He does have mom, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Labs today include a flu test, strep test, and COVID test. They are all negative. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, very mild tympanic membrane erythema on the right. However, the left side has profound erythema on the canals bilaterally. They are grossly clear, just a very small amount of cerumen. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous. No strawberry tongue, oral mucosa, moist, neck is soft. No thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. No murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Patient does have known exposure to other friends who he's been around that have COVID. We are checking that again today. He does have some mild symptoms of this. No real onset of cough. It's mostly that left ear pain, but he has had a headache and at times he feels much fatigue. Period, new paragraph. Once again, all those testing procedures today were negative. His final diagnosis is otitis media. He will be given amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 7.5 ml BID, 10 days, number 150 ml. Period, new paragraph. He used to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if needed.